Welcome to Big Girl Pants Podcast,
where we're here to talk about women, health, power, and wealth.
Hosted by April Melton
and Kimberly Shapiro.
We are real women with real jobs doing real life. We as women know what it feels like to try to be super mom, super fit, wrinkle-free.
All the while climbing the corporate ladder.
Sound familiar? Then this show is for you.
So stay tuned. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good.
We're diligent with this. This is amazing because, and I was actually thinking about this the other day, like, think about the dedication and the commitment that we've made to this podcast and like, but I feel like without passion, that wouldn't be there.
100%.
So I love it.
So I was telling you earlier, but I want to share on the podcast, the little picture that came up last year. I was in my kitchen playing with our equipment that we had just got.
Yeah.
And I like it's coming, yeah. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then actually last week, do you remember when I posted the video that, mm-hmm. We're going to do a little,
yes.
We're going to launch a podcast.
Yeah.
That was all a year ago. In April.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Cause we bought all of our podcast equipment in April, but we didn't actually record the first one until July 4th. Cause we couldn't figure out how to do it all and like what platforms to use and blah, blah,
step
blah.
Step by step. Everything was step by step.
Yeah. And then we didn't even release that July 4th episode until the first week of August. Cause we were still like learning how to edit and all of that. But I'm like,
You were learning.
It was both of us, but it was like just the perseverance and the grit and just we stuck with it.
Yeah.
3 months though. Think about that. We had the equipment for 3 months. How many people have a project in their head and they go buy all the stuff or they go get all the equipment and they can't figure it out and
never
it dies.
Do anything with it.
Yeah. But we kept trying and we kept trying, you know, like working through it and figuring stuff out. And if I remember correctly, we were still meeting almost every Saturday, even then.
Yeah. To like work it out and set it up and do all of that stuff and go to Guitar Center and do
that's
all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had multiple trips to Guitar Center.
That Nick guy. Nick, he's in my phone.
Shout out to Nick.
Yeah. He's in my phone as Nick/AV guy.
He was pretty awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah. He would take the time. So this is the Guitar Center on 75 and like Parker-ish.
Yep.
Just if you need anything, go to that one because they will help you understand the equipment and the best thing that you should buy and what not to buy. And
this podcast is not sponsored by Guitar Center.
But and it's not. Genuinely... No, we're just giving them a plug. But we have this pretty cool soundboard that we use and it's a little intimidating. And when we first got it, I had no freaking idea.
Yeah.
I remember YouTubing it, trying to figure out the buttons. And even then it wasn't,
it's
not intuitive at all. Cause there's just so many different things. And so we went back to him and he took the box that had a picture of our soundboard. And do you remember that? Walked me through it. And we videotaped it and came home and it's worked perfectly ever
and
since.
And saved it. I actually just deleted that video like last week.
Yeah. So I did too, just recently.
Yeah.
So kudos. I'm so proud of us. I love that we stuck with it.
Pat on our backs.
And we still love it.
I do love it.
I'm
obsessed with it.
Like, it's fun. And I think everybody knows this, but just we'll just say it. This is 100%. A passion project.
Exactly.
This is not something we get paid for. This is not something we ever expect to get paid for. If we do, yeah.
Yeah.
But if we don't, I mean, we just love it. We love talking to people in our community. April just came up with the best idea. Like we need to have a tagline to kind of like capture quickly what we do and what the mission is.
Yes.
And it is.
It's like, what did you say? Interviewing talent in our backyard or.
Well, you said something like, that was it, but something like that. But just the fact that we are so excited about meeting and discussing, you know, with people who live right here in DFW.
Inspirational, like interviewing inspirational people in DFW.
Yeah.
Like it's just, and it just makes me so happy.
I know it is.
I just love it.
And the people that we have met. So I really do want to have a annual guest party here.
Yes.
I'd love to.
Absolutely.
And where we just invite all of the people who have been on, because there's been some CEOs, authors, radio people, Fox 4 newscast or broadcaster. Like there's just, it's such an eclectic mix of people.
Yeah.
What a fabulous party that would be.
Yeah.
And it's just a thank you too for being a part of this.
Yes.
Yeah. This journey. It's
because without
really
them, I mean, we could talk to each other forever, but I think the guests really like bring it up a notch.
Well, Well, it's also, you know, their experience and their journey. Everybody knows ours by now.
Right. They're like, we've even heard this story a thousand ongoing times, whatever.
So today, we're going to talk about some real life stuff.
Yes.
Temptations and time management.
Yes.
We're going to start with the temptations first.
Okay, let's talk about it.
So I have a friend. Well, I thought she was a friend. She's not a friend, because if she was a friend, she would know.
Oh my God.
That I cannot be in the same house with cookies, and especially cookie dough.
Oh.
It's one of my biggest weaknesses.
What a terrible friend.
Yeah, and we're actually talking about you. So last Saturday, April comes over. Actually, I wasn't even here. I was doing something. I don't remember. So she's cooking cookies, and her daughter Chloe is here, and they're hanging out, and I walk in, and I smell sin in the kitchen.
Of course.
And I'm like, oh God.
And it was like freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
Beautiful.
Like the prettiest ones. And you just bought a new oven. So like the oven cooked them perfectly. Mm. And it was just like, just out of a movie or like out of a story. Like so, it was so perfect.
I walk in this perfectly displayed assortment of cookies. Mm-hmm. Not even an assortment. They were all freaking chocolate chip. And I have no self-control when it comes to things like that. When my daughter lived at home, she would make cookies. She would eat two.
Yeah.
Be satisfied.
Kylie?
Taylor. She would eat two.
She would eat two?
Be satisfied and go away.
Oh my God.
Well, when she would quote unquote go away.
Right.
I would eat the entire.
You're like, I came up behind her all and of them. Polished them off.
All of them.
I know.
By the time I went to bed that night, they would all be gone.
Gone.
So that's kind of what happened last week.
Okay.
So I ate, I think, six while you were standing there.
Oh.
Okay. Like one after another. Yeah. Like just kept eating them.
Yeah.
And then, and here's the thing. I am constantly on this perpetual, like, never-ending diet. I've been on it. Let's see, how old am I? Yeah, that long. So forever. But you put things like that in front of me and it's over.
No self-control.
And then on top of that, not only did she make these stupid cookies, she leaves the rest of them in my freezer. Yep,
the rest of the cookie dough.
And so I sneak like a five-year-old child into my kitchen every night to steal
cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Oh my God. Was it so good?
Yeah, you know that phrase, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels?
They
cookies
be lying.
Actually do they taste be better than skinny feels. So, yeah, but the funny thing is like, I am an adult. I live here. This is my home.
Right.
But yet you're still I feel like I need mind. To sneak in there and get them. And it wasn't an easy endeavor, mind you, because cookie dough frozen, it's like cement.
Yeah.
Right. It's like
so you have
cemented
to like break it up
rocks.
And like, yeah.
I mean, separate I had it. To work for it.
Yeah.
And I did. So.
Oh my God.
Anyway, and it. April was telling me, it was kind of funny, like she left them here because she is exactly the same way.
Exactly
and so
the same way.
Has no self-control. So now we wanted to talk a little about that today
because
we recognize the fact we have 100% awareness around the fact that we have no self-control with certain things.
Yes.
Now, there's other things you could stick in my house that you, like Doritos or
things
that people like. I don't know. I'm thinking even Cokes and things like that. Like I, even though I did take a swig from the Coke bottle in the fridge today, that's not, I don't really care.
Yeah.
No, but
it's not a trigger for you.
Not a trigger for me. And there's like Doritos would never be a trigger for me. I'm trying to think things like.
But if I ate one Dorito,
ice cream
would
not be a trigger
100.
For me. Yeah. Well,
ice
I just don't.
It's not really a trigger for me either.
Yeah.
I can keep it in my freezer and it doesn't really bother me.
I don't really like chips. I like chips and salsa chips, but I don't like.
Like tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Mexican restaurant chips. That's my jam.
With fresh salt.
A lot of salt.
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of stuff.
I know. Every time we go to Miko, you're like, ah.
Well, people laugh at me because I will go through more salsa in a restaurant than like
anyone.
Well, my table and the surrounding five. Like, I mean, just by myself.
They're like, can you just bring me the boat?
That would
be great.
Do you know
Thank
what?
You.
I do. I tell them, listen, I'll even pay for it. Just, I'm going to need the big one.
Yeah. All of it.
And a lot of restaurants that know me well, there's one like right here on Parker and Alma.
Yeah.
Holy Loco or what's it called?
I don't remember.
I can't even remember. I feel bad that because I go there like all the
place.
Time and I can't. Senior Locos. Their salsa, they used to bring out this like little thing that you could pour, like refill your bowl.
Yeah.
That made it my favorite restaurant of all time.
You're like,
And then unlimited. A year ago, they changed it, and now they give you these little mini bowls, almost like a little, what are the little things you bake in? That ramekin? Yeah. Now they give you something that's not even the size of a ramekin. And you're I'm like, this is not, no.
This is not going to work.
So they bring me, when they see me, they bring me a big bowl.
Thank you.
I'm like, I'm going to need the big one.
So with the cookie dough, so my, the girl that works in my office, the admin, her kid was doing a fundraiser for school.
Oh, that's where they came from.
So that's where they came from.
She's and I the was actual
like,
devil.
Well, and I'm like, I want to support it, but it was literally all cookie dough. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Do I leave it here?
I'm going to take them to Kim so like, she can eat them. What do
I
do?
Well, and I was like, well, maybe I'll give them to my mom or whatever, or maybe I'll attempt to leave. And I'm like, no, I cannot. Literally, this is where this came from. I cannot keep them in my freezer because if I make one, I will make 100 and then I will eat 100.
Right.
So, but that's like... what I'm learning, and that's like, again, another life lesson, but you already know this life lesson because mm-hmm. you don't keep things like that in your
house. And I don't buy them. That? Because I recognize the fact, here's the thing, I do want to be healthy. The goal ultimately is to be healthy.
And to for everyone well. Listening, like when I come over here, there's never anything bad here.
Never.
Like never. Like, and when I say nothing bad, I mean, everything is like whole foods. It's, you know, protein, vegetables, hummus, like it's very healthy all the time.
Right. And that's been kind of our house forever.
Forever.
And, but it's not because I don't like food. It's not because I don't want to eat all of that stuff. It's because I don't trust myself.
Right.
So therefore we just don't keep it in the house.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. The nice thing when you do that is you actually can indulge every once in a while because you're not doing it every single day.
Yes. And that's where like I heard a phrase not too long ago that said, the freedom that comes with discipline is liberating.
100%.
Because it is. So when you know, like you already know, I know that I can't keep stuff like that in my house. So the freedom of being disciplined is liberating.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about going home and feeling like I'm in my own prison
yeah.
because there's sugar all around me. Because that does feel like a prison to me. Because I feel like I don't have any self-control to be like, no, I can't eat that or I can't stop or whatever. And like even a couple weeks ago, I bought like a bunch of keto ingredients to make my boss and his wife some like keto treats because they were eating those. And like even making those, I had to like make them, get rid of them, then also get rid of all the ingredients to make them too. Like because it was just too tempting for me.
Well, and think about the guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt is unhealthy. Like you shouldn't walk around feeling guilty all the time because it's an unhealthy
and not in your,
heavy feeling
and not in your own house.
Right. And so why set yourself up to feel guilty, to feel so bad? Like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
Yes.
And that's the nice thing. Like, yes. Okay. The cookies were here all week and whatever. And I did sneak down like a 5-year-old, but I know there's an end like to that one when I throw them away or two, when I eat them all.
Right.
I don't know which one's going to come first,
right.
but I do know this isn't something I do all the time.
No.
But if you don't have the self-control to not purchase them in the first place and bring them into your home and it's a consistent thing and a consistent theme,
yep.
then you are consistently feeling guilty.
And then you're consistently in a bad headspace.
Yeah.
So how are you like setting yourself up for success if you're consistently like tempting yourself with something that you know you don't have control to say no to?
Exactly. Which is why we don't. Buy them.
Exactly.
Yep. And that's just like, why we don't buy them.
That's why it goes with everything. I mean, and don't get it wrong. I have a 4-year-old. So, and even though I'm on this like crazy carnivore diet, like I don't require my child to be on that diet. So, you know, when we go to the grocery store, I let her buy those things. Not cookies, but I let her buy like macaroni and cheese or ice cream or bacon or whatever. And like I do attribute some of it to the diet that I'm doing that I don't really have like those insanely intense sugar cravings anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I were to eat the cookies, if I were to eat one cookie, if I was to eat one chocolate chip, it would be all downhill from there.
Yeah.
I would be like 100 cookies deep.
Well, that's what happened to me last Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, before I knew it, I was making fun of myself when I went out with my mom and my sister later that day. And I said, I ate 18 cookies today. And I was being funny. But then when I came back and evaluated, I ate actually 12.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, I really.
And I feel like that's 50-50. I feel like I know that it's self-control and I know that it's whatever. And somebody said something to me the other day. They were like, what was it? I was like DMing somebody on Instagram and they were like, I said, I can't have that. I have no self-control or something. He's like, well, you need to like nut up because you're an adult and you can have self-control. And I'm like, no. It's 50-50. So sugar has the same, and that's, I made a YouTube video about this too, because sugar has the same effect on your dopamine and serotonin levels as like cocaine. Mm-hmm. So when you have the sugar, it immediately reacts and then you go into this like addictive mode. Like, yes. I need more, I want more, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Because refined sugar does have that effect.
Right.
Because the sugar without the fiber, like fruit, because fruit has sugar and fiber combined.
Right.
You tend not to overeat fruit, right? Like grapes are.
Yeah, that is interesting because right. I eat a lot of fruit. Yes. I love the sugar and like the way that it tastes. Yeah. So I eat a lot of fruit, but right. It doesn't make me crave more.
Right.
Like I don't eat an apple and think, oh my God, that was so sweet. I need 70 more apples. I need to have another apple.
But that's because the sugar and the fiber go together and your body can break those down and not have the same chemical reaction as it does when it has, when
makes
you
sense.
Consume refined sugar.
Yep, that makes sense.
So it's 50-50, right? Because your body has this like literally chemical reaction to refined sugar, like cookies or chocolate or whatever, versus it does when it, when you have fruit. So like, yes, half of it goes to, you know, what you're choosing to do and maybe making the choice not to buy it, but your body has the reaction too. So right. It's like, you have to know what's going to happen if you eat the cookies. So you prevent yourself from eating the cookies, because mm-hmm. I'm not the kind of person who has the ability to eat one cookie and be okay with it.
Yeah.
I have to eat like 100 and then feel absolutely miserable afterwards.
You know, that's where I am too.
Yeah.
So I guess the lesson here is, one, I do actually think it's okay to indulge every once in a while. I really don't have an issue with that.
Yeah.
But if you have a problem, like April and I clearly do,
yeah.
just don't buy it. Just don't buy it. Don't keep it in the house.
Yeah.
Don't, because if you know you can't resist the urge,
yep.
just don't put yourself in that space.
So, and that's, it's funny because I'm glad we're talking about this right now, because I actually, yesterday, I had a very busy day, and I, normally when I drink like plenty of water, I don't have those cravings or any whatever. Well, I had an insanely busy day, so I didn't have the water that I normally drink, which is a gallon at least a day. So I think at like 12 or 1, I finally had lunch and I had barbecue. I had beef, but I had barbecue sauce. So it has sugar, right? Mm. So then after that, I go and do some more stuff like work, and then went to go see Chloe's dad's new house and whatever. Still didn't consume the water that I should have been, right? And then I meet my boss and my coworker at the office, and then we go to happy hour. And they, at happy hour, I had two drinks, which, you know, I don't drink.
Yeah, you never drink. Yeah.
And I had nuts at the bar. So I had nuts, I had alcohol, and then I went to the gym, even though I had freaking two scotches. Like, whatever. this is where I'm like learning balance. Yeah. So I have two scotches and I go to the gym and I work out and I'm like not completely not motivated. Cause I mean, imagine what you feel like after that. But then I go home and my friend comes over and I cook her dinner and we have like, I just make like a smorgasbord of like meats and I'm like, you know, let's have some eggs, let's have some beef, let's have some chicken wings, like whatever. And then after she left, I still had some of that like keto treat stuff and made myself one of those. And I was like, you know what? So I woke up today and I was like a little bit bloated or whatever, but I didn't have any sugar.
Yeah.
So I didn't trigger that part, but I did have like food that I don't normally eat because, you know, I only eat meat all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what I eat. So it was like, yes, like to your point, like it is okay sometimes to have an off day.
Yeah.
And I kept reiterating that to myself this morning. And I made a post about this last week on my Instagram on Monday after Easter, because I was like, don't worry about it. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm literally telling myself this morning. I'm like, yeah, so what?
Well, and I think that's the danger zone or the trap right there is when people have a specific goal in mind, or they're trying to lose weight or just get healthy or whatever, quit smoking, who knows what it is. They have a bad day.
Yep. And it turns into a bad week.
Right. Because they're not able to say, oh crap, that was a bad day. Reboot tomorrow.
Yes.
It's like, oh, well, I guess I messed up. It's over.
Right.
And it's like, no, it's not over. Yes. It's like every day is a new beginning. It's like just restart and reboot. Keep rebooting.
It's that defeated mentality that you allow to take over.
Exactly.
After you have a bad day. Because like I woke up this morning and like my kitchen is still a mess and I got all this stuff everywhere. And I was like, I can choose, literally, I'm telling myself this, and this is so, this is the post that I made, another post that I made on my Instagram about self-talk, because I can choose to be negative and be in a negative headspace and be like, oh my God, you're such a loser. I can't believe you ate all this food yesterday. You didn't drink your water. You drank alcohol. Like, what is wrong with you? Or I can say, hey, you know what? You woke up early.
Yeah.
Put your gym clothes on. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to hit legs, which is great because that burns more calories than any other body part. So all that fuel from yesterday, I get to put into my legs. And then, you know, I've fasted all morning. I'm going back to the gym to do cardio and sit in the sauna later. Like,
nice.
Yeah, like all, you know, I chose to make a positive out of, you know, an event.
So last, well, I took like 7 days off of the gym, maybe 8 days off of the gym.
Yeah.
Because of that whole like situation that I had. And so when I went back last week, I thought, oh, I'm just going to jump right back into running.
How was that?
I hadn't stretched. I hadn't done anything. And the third day, so last Friday, I pulled a muscle.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it was
awful.
That's
what I was worried about. Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful. And then, so this week I was like, well, do I just not go again? Like, do I just not go to the gym and let this heal, or what do I do? And you know what? I just went. So here's why I'm telling you this story.
Yeah.
Orange Theory is kind of a competitive environment. Like, you've got all of these people there, especially when you go at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Those people are legit. Like, they're there for a reason. Legit. And they do not care about anybody else around them. All they care about is what's happening in their on their own treadmill or their own rower or whatever. So I always felt a little, and that's why I started running, was because they're running. And so it inspired me and motivated me to run as well.
Yeah.
Well, so now I can't run because I've pulled this muscle, and I thought, well, I'm just not going to go. I'm just going to let it heal. Well, I woke up Sunday morning, or maybe it was Sunday afternoon, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to go and I'm going to walk at a 3.8 on the damn treadmill and look like the lazy ass who can't do anything.
That's okay.
And it was. So I, every day last week, well, 4 days last week, I went.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did, because I could have stayed home and not done anything and use the excuse and use the excuse that, oh, my leg hurts. And so I'm not going to go. But instead I went, I did minimal on the treadmill, but I was still able to do all the weights and all of that, still burned 500 calories. So it was so worth it, but I could have used it because it was so easy to use it as an excuse.
Oh, for sure.
Because my husband is like so happy when I go to the gym, but he, in a situation like that where I'm literally limping, he wouldn't have said anything at all if I didn't go. So there was no accountability whatsoever. It was all me holding myself accountable and like, get your ass there. Just go.
I love it.
Yeah, so I did. I was really happy that I did.
Good.
But I did cancel this morning.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of stuff going on right now, too, so.
So that transitions us into this whole time management thing.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about time management, because if you do not manage your time appropriately, and if you do not manage your calendar, and if you do not manage the things you say yes to and the things that you say no to, it will make you absolutely crazy.
Well, it puts you into a state of reaction as opposed to proaction. Is that a word?
Yes. Yes. And I am normally the queen of time management.
I know.
I mean, I say no to people. I have no problem saying no to people.
You inspire me to say no more often.
Like, if I can't squeeze it and make it and I'm feeling comfortable and okay in my day, I'm not going to say yes to it.
Yeah.
And normally, so I'm all over that, right? And I block
and I really
things.
I really do love that about you, and you really have inspired me to say no more often, because when I ask you things, like when I ask you a question or if I ask you something and you're like, yeah, no. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I feel like that is a huge thing that
it's liberating.
Have. Yes. It's liberating. Yeah. And it's a problem that people have.
Women, especially
women, because we always feel like obligated to say yes.
And to be compliant.
Say, yeah. And when you say no to me, I'm like, number one, she trusts me enough to say no. Okay. Number two, she trusts herself and is confident enough to say no to me.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me so happy.
Yeah. I love that. And I wish more women would embrace that, because we were raised to be compliant and to say yes, ma'am. And no, you know, and just, I was a no, sir, but
to not
push
back.
Right.
Right.
And yeah, I do push back for sure. And I also know my limitations.
Yes.
That said.
Yes.
I don't know what happened in the last week, but so my kids, my son-in-law, my daughter, and my grandbaby are moving in this weekend.
Because they're buying a house.
They're buying a house. And so it just made more sense for them to stay here through that transition. One, they can save a little money. And two, it takes a while to build. And so they're, long story short, they're moving in. I am also delivering a speech that I have not yet memorized of this week, and it's Saturday. And then, so back to them moving in, there is a second story in my home that we are relocating everything in that space to another location. So I have to get that done.
Yep.
And I am addicted to Marie Kondo. So I have been Marie Kondoing the hell out of my house over the last 2 months. And all of that stuff is in my garage. And my husband is literally about to kill me because we are those people that actually like to park in our garage.
Right.
And my car got booted first because, and by the way, there that's a 3-car garage that cars are not fitting in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of furniture, a lot of just books and just stuff, right? Yeah. So I promised him this weekend it would all be gone. So I have to relocate this upstairs. I have to memorize my speech. I have literally nothing to wear to this thing because it's a spring theme.
Yeah.
My entire closet is black. So that's not going to work out.
Yep.
So I just feel a little bit frazzled. Like I feel like maybe I should have said no to us to today, but then at the same time, we have a busy May and June.
Yes.
So we don't really have the luxury of saying no right now because we've got to get some of these booked and in the pipeline because we need to be able to have something to release when we can't record.
Right.
So it was just like, I'm going to pull my hair out. And then last night I had to build furniture because I bought Brad a new desk.
Yeah.
So he can graduate and not look like a, you know, dorm room.
Mm-hmm. It's a very beautiful desk, by the way.
It's real. I love it.
I'm excited because it's aesthetically pleasing. So, mm-hmm. And our studio will be in that office. So that's also aesthetically pleasing.
It's nice. And it was so funny is, you know, I didn't spend a lot of money on it because I had to build it.
Right. But it's still beautiful.
It looks nice. That's all I'm really excited. Yeah, but it's not real wood, so I'm a little concerned about that because Brad Shapiro and not real wood. Like, I'm worried, is it going to – what is that stuff made out? You know what that fabric – not fabric, but that wood-like material. If you let anything wet sit on it, it bubbles up.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
You're like coaster forever.
Well, but I have to like – he works from home. I'm not here to monitor him. I'm going to have to put a nanny cam in there. I see that cup sitting there.
Right.
Get a coaster.
I'm watching you.
But anyway, back to time management. I feel the stress and I feel overwhelm. And so I am so happy that that is not my daily life. I'm so happy that I don't operate that way on a normal basis.
Have you ever operated that way? Have you ever been that kind of person who was more reactive than proactive? So my mom is.
I don't think so. My mom is too.
Yes.
And my mom is too.
Like, I didn't even realize how much that affected my life until I moved out.
Yeah, because it makes you crazy. Like, you're living in a, well, but my husband is this way.
Constant state
of
stress.
My husband is this way. Everything stresses him out. So I still live in it, but I do find my own peace. But you know what's funny is my daughter, Taylor, is even a step further than me. So nothing stresses her out. They have to be out of their house by next Friday.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't know that she says she's ready, but I don't know that she's the same level of ready that.
Right. You're like, does your ready mean what my ready means?
Yeah. And she's fine. Like she, no stress at all. In fact, she called me today and said, how can I help you? I'm like, I would be like, don't ask me for help. I got to get my own stuff done. Yeah. But no, she's like so chill. Nothing bothers her. Everything just kind of rolls off.
Of course it doesn't.
I'm like, man, I wish I was a little bit like that too.
I mean, I have like a little bit of that, but yeah, like I said, like my mom is very, like my parents are, and they're not together, but my parents are the exact opposite of each other. My dad is like super prepared, super organized.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy with the mini vac that like after you cook is like vacuuming up crumbs.
Yeah.
Like that's my dad. And my mom is like fly by the seat of her pants. Yeah. Like whatever, life's good. Like, you know, we don't need a plan. Well, whatever. So like living with either of them is super stressful, right? Because my dad stresses me out because he's
like OCD.
OCD.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't care, whatever. So, but when I realized when I moved out from living with them and then like living by myself, I'm like, Oh my God. Like, it doesn't really bother me to have like dishes in my sink like Brad, like that.
No, but you're also you're very regimented. Yes. Like, you know what time you're going to the gym. You know what time you're going to eat dinner. You know what time. So
and I know the things.
You time block.
Yes.
Even if it's a mental block, exactly. You time block. I'm the same.
Yeah.
Well, we're both very.
I live like an internal, like I have an internal calendar, an internal schedule.
Well, we're task oriented.
Yes. Checkbox checkers.
Yeah. So we're task oriented. I'm like that too. So like even just planning this weekend, even though it's a lot and that I have to get done.
But you still already have
it. As long as I have a list and I know what I got to do and I do it in the order that I said I was going to do it.
Yes. That's a big deal for me too.
I'm good.
Order.
Yeah. It's got to be in the right order because there's a reason. There's a method to my madness. Exactly. There's a reason I'm doing it that way.
Exactly.
And I get so frustrated if somebody steps in and tries to rearrange my order.
You're like, you can't do that.
That's where I need some help is I need to chill out a little bit when it's not my order.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and I'm working on that too because I'm kind of like, you know, it's not the end of the world. We'll probably figure it out. I have to like give myself some of that like self-talk.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, like right now, like my apartment is a little bit messy, but you know what? I don't have my kid. So after this, after we record these podcasts, I'm going to go home. I'm going to clean up my apartment. I'm going to get ready. I have a kid's birthday party tonight and then I'm going to go see my dad. And then, you know, I get to wake up tomorrow and do whatever. But yeah, I'm definitely like a box.
Here's a question. Do you, when you wake up in the morning, do you see your day in a mental calendar, like 100%. A visual?
Absolutely. Me too. All day.
Like it is literally, like right now, it's literally a mental spreadsheet almost like
I can not work
see,
that way.
Yeah. Like by this time I need this done. And by this time I need that done in order to get everything done. You know, task one has to be done by 11. Task two has to be done by 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it works.
It does work.
It works. And it's then a system.
And when you don't, when something like messes it up, obviously, you know, we can probably work on having some grace around that. But But like, I feel like that's just how my brain works. Mm-hmm. And acknowledging that that's how my brain works is like just an advantage for me because it gives you the power again to say no because you already know what your day looks like. So that alleviates some stress from you.
Yeah. Well, and this is how bad I am. So I had to build that desk and that bookshelf last night. And I got in there at 6:00, which is exactly when I planned to get in there and work on it. And Brad comes in and there was a lot of parts and a lot of screws and stuff like that. And he's like, oh my God, this is going to take you till midnight. I'm like, it'll take me till 9:00. I finished at 9:10.
Bye.
I was like, 9:10.
You're welcome.
Check that box.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that we're the same like that.
So much that way.
Because I don't know that this would work if we were.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. Because neither one of us would be able to commit to a certain time every single Saturday.
Every Saturday.
It wouldn't work. Because if you have one person that's a little bit flighty.
Yeah.
I hate to use that word, but.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It wouldn't work because we would be too frustrated.
Well, like, okay, so before you go to sleep at night, do you already know, like, you already have your next morning-ish, next day-ish plan?
I'm not as good at that anymore, but I get up so early that I plan my day in the morning.
Right.
Now, I used to plan my entire week on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then the night before, just kind of refresh and look and see what was on my calendar.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I have not been so good at that lately, but I do plan my day every morning.
Yeah.
So I just I go over my calendar to remember what's on there.
Just a refresher.
Just a refresher. Who am I meeting with today? Where am I going today? What kind of things do I have? But I do miss doing it the night before.
Yeah.
Because I have actually missed a breakfast that I had on my calendar just most recently with Georgia Green.
Oh,
because I didn't look the night before.
Yeah. That's interesting. Cause I mean like even like last night, you know, my friend came over for dinner and she and I were just hanging out and talking and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I have to go to bed because I have to wake up at, you know, 6:00. I got to go to the gym, get there by 7:00, be done at the gym by 8:30. And you know, come over here to do the podcast and whatever. But like, I already knew that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could not imagine not knowing.
Or just not waking up and like, or not even thinking about it. I think some people just don't even think about it.
Dude.
It would drive me crazy.
Stress me out.
No, me too. But I'm so regimented. Like, my day is just about identical every day.
It.
And Brad and I literally, neither one of us enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
Now, I do enjoy cooking for a big like a lot of people. Like right. I love making a big pot of chili and everybody coming over or something like that. Yeah. But I'm not a chef by any stretch.
Yeah.
But because we don't enjoy cooking and we really do eat to live, it's the same thing every night.
It's so simple and so healthy.
So simple and so healthy. So it's either grilled chicken, baked salmon, or like broiled salmon, or tilapia. Those are the three, or maybe even a hamburger patty.
Yeah.
But it's a meat, some kind of protein,
yeah.
a sliced avocado, and either roasted vegetables or rice.
Yeah.
Literally the same every single night.
But I love the consistency. Yeah. Like, I thrive on consistency.
For sure. Like, I get up at the same time every day. I go to the gym at the same time every day. I get to the office at the same time every day.
Yes.
I mean, everything. We eat dinner at the same time every day. I go to bed at the same time every day. And I know to a lot of people that seems super regimented and a little bit...
But it's liberating.
Annoying. It is, because I have control. It's my calendar. So a lot of people would feel stifled and... like bound by a schedule like that, where for me, it makes me feel like, well, it's my schedule.
It makes me feel free.
Well, it's mine. Yeah. I created it.
Feels so
it's
great.
It's like nobody's doing it to me. I'm doing it for me.
When you plan, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
That's
so
right.
Like by planning, you already know.
Yeah.
You already know what you're going to do. And exactly. I'm like, I don't have to stress about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes life a lot easier.
It does.
So
what would you say your like top three things for, like top three tips for planning would be?
Top three tips for planning is to be realistic with your schedule.
Okay.
And be realistic with time.
Okay.
Because I think some people underestimate
yes.
the amount of time that they have to do things.
Yes.
Two, get the small things done first. Or just get the small things done. Maybe not first, but get them done. Because I think a lot of times things that aren't attractive or fun or whatever,
dishes.
We have a tendency just to push them aside.
And then you have a whole sink full of dishes.
Exactly. And always from a cleanliness perspective, I know people struggle with keeping things clean and tidy.
Yeah.
It is not a struggle for me.
Yeah.
And the reason is I am constantly
doing something,
picking up. Like I would never walk from one room to another. If, like, let's say there's a glass sitting on the coffee table and I'm heading to the kitchen, I would never pass through the living room to the kitchen without grabbing that glass. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would never go to my bedroom without picking up the shoes that are sitting in front of the sofa that I just took off.
Yes.
I would never go to my kitchen and I'm trying to think like things that, like my jewelry, if I took my jewelry off earlier, I would never actually walk to the side of my house or my bedroom and not take that with me.
Yes.
So I'm constantly conscious of what needs to go where so things stay tidy.
Yeah.
So when I say I didn't clean, that literally means I didn't vacuum, dust,
mop.
That kind of thing.
Right.
Because my house is outside of my bedroom and my bath. Not my bedroom, but my bathroom. My bathroom is always just awful. So never go in there. But everything else is always tidy because I'm constantly picking up after myself. And Brad does the same.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't have kids to pick up after anymore.
No.
But here's a trick. And this is not really answering the question you asked me. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But this is a really helpful trick for parents out there. This is how I kept my house clean when I had two teenage daughters, just two kids in the house. We had laundry baskets that I kept at the bottom of the stairs throughout the week.
Yeah.
And I had just literally masking tape. It's not fancy, y'all.
Right.
I just put tape on the side of the basket and with a Sharpie wrote their name and they stayed at the bottom of the stairs. And anytime coats, backpacks, shoes, whatever was left anywhere, I would throw it in that basket. And if somebody would come and say, where's my fill in the blank? I'm like, check your basket.
That's a great idea.
Because I cannot live in chaos and I cannot have mess, but at the same time, I'm not picking up your crap.
And you kept it like for the whole week or
the
just
whole
like
week.
Every night did they empty it?
It depended.
Whatever.
Like how I was feeling. Like if I felt like take your basket upstairs, like it honestly depended on how much shit was in it. So
when it fills up, empty it.
If they were feeling, every Saturday morning without fail.
Okay.
Like every Saturday morning is going up. But sometimes it would go up more often.
Yeah.
And I also, when they were little, this was hard, but I did do it. If you leave a toy on the floor multiple times, like if it's made it to that basket multiple times, I throw it away.
Yeah.
Just throw it away.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds wasteful, but I'm not doing that.
Do the clutter,
and I'll tell you what, you only throw it away once. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's like they get it. Like they don't want their stuff thrown away.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, I'm putting it on top of the fridge for 24 hours.
No. Trash.
Going to the trash.
Done. See, and that's like,
and we're not going to Target to buy a new one next weekend. Done.
No.
Yeah.
That's like was something that I need to implement as far as like me and Chloe. But yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. Like my apartment never gets like trashed because right. The thing I struggle with is dishes and laundry.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I'm only one person. But like with dishes, I need to be better about like rinsing them off and putting them in the dishwasher mm-hmm. every single night. And then with laundry, I need to be better about like just putting away the load after I wash it versus like letting it pile up and do it all at one time.
Well, and that's what, you know, dishes, here's the thing. It takes 5-10 minutes
to do
max
to
do the dishes when they're fresh.
Right.
It takes 20 minutes to do them if they've been sitting in the sink.
Sometimes it takes me an hour.
That's the thing. Because, like, things get sticky and they get hard. And so it's not as easy.
And I'm, like, washing them and putting them in a dishwasher even if it takes me an hour. I know. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, and so Kylie, my sweet pea daughter, she's 23 years old, the messiest person I've ever known. I tell her these three things. Trash goes in the trash. Laundry goes in the laundry basket. And if you're not a tidy person, just if it's clean and you just left it on the floor, Kylie, for the sake of sanity and just order, put it in the laundry basket. Just trash in the trash, laundry in the laundry basket, and dishes in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
If you can do those three things, just keep your trash off the floor, keep laundry off the floor, and keep dishes out of the sink.
Yeah.
Right there alone.
Yeah.
Is going to be a lot of progress.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What a good like quick episode.
Yeah, 41 minutes. We're going to shut it down just because we have a guest coming.
Yes.
In 9 minutos.
So excited.
I don't even know if that's a word. It's a Spanish word to me in my head.
Hey,
but
whatever.
I don't know if it's real. All right.
It's white-sicken.
It's that was awesome. All right. Well, this is fun. There's our tips for the day. You're welcome.
Yes, you're so welcome.
So funny. Yeah. Before we sign off, though, did you want to say what your three tips are? Because we didn't even like.
No, I like yours better.
Okay, I didn't even give
you're
you.
You're better
three,
at this than I am.
I don't know about that.
I would say I'll say one thing though. I will say that you know, living. I mean, everybody has a smartphone now, mm-hmm. and living by my calendar, like just. Be disciplined enough to put things in your calendar.
Yes.
Because once you do that, once you get into that habit of checking your calendar and living by it, you don't have to check it anymore.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So check us out on biggirlpantspod.com. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all the things. Make sure you leave us a review and subscribe. We would really, really appreciate it. Please go like our page on Facebook, on Instagram. Just follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Y'all can tell I'm an Insta person.
Follow us on Instagram. Like our page on LinkedIn. Like our page on Facebook. And
like and share our stuff when we post.
Yeah.
We'd love it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.